Candy pointed at Curly's wife. George stared. "What's the matter with her?" he asked. He stepped closer, and then he echoed Candy's words. "Oh, Jesus Christ." He was down on his knees beside her. He put his hand over her heart. And finally, when he stood up, slowly and stiffly, his face was as hard and tight as wood, and his eyes were hard. Candy said, "What done it?" George looked coldly at him. "Ain't you got any idea?" he asked, and Candy was silent. "I should have knew," George said hopelessly. "I guess maybe way back in my head I did." Candy asked, "What we gonna do now, George? What we gonna do now?" George was a long time in answering. "Guess we gotta tell the guys. I guess we gotta get him and lock him up. We can't let him get away. Why, the poor bastard starve." And he tried to reassure himself. "Maybe they'll lock him up and be nice to him." But Candy said excitedly, "We ought to let him get away. You don't know that, Curly. Curly gonna want to get him lynched. Curly'll get him killed." George watched Candy's lips. "Yeah," he said at last. "That's right. Curly will. And the other guys will." And he looked back at Curly's wife. Now Candy spoke his greatest fear. "You and me can get that little place, can't we, George? You and me can go there and live nice, can't we, George? Can't we?" Before George answered, Candy dropped his head and looked down at the hay. He knew. George said softly, "I think I knowed from the very first. I think I knowed we'd never do her. He used to like to hear about it so much, I got to thinking maybe we would.